Just a public service announcement before I forget that every day in Lent, well, every day in general, I think we have rosary at 8 o'clock in the morning here. That's before I wake up, but it's going on here. Just kidding. But it's always available if anybody wants to pray the rosary before Mass every day. How are you guys doing? How are you all awake this early? That's awesome. The readings today are about choices, making choices. Moses sets before the people life or death, blessing or curse, which will you choose? Our Lord says, if you want to come after me, it's either yourself and selfishness or me, which will you choose? Death or life, curse or blessing, which one? And he's very aware, and we need to be aware, that his commandment, if you would follow after me, you must deny yourself. You must take up your cross. Luke says daily. Heck, once was heavy enough. Every day, daily, take up your cross to follow me. And it's the point of departure is that we're broken. We're rusted. We're twisted by sin the wrong way. If I'm going to follow Christ, then I gotta say no to this way. This old man, this old tendencies, these old habits. Just for what it's worth, if you grew up just giving into every chocolate that came your way, like just more and more, just constantly eating chocolates, what's that going to do to you? It's going to ruin your system and you're going to lose that feminine figure. But in order to choose what you want, you have to choose against chocolate. You have to choose against that tendency that spent so much time, that we spend so much time forging and forming. It has to be unbrainwashed, unconditioned, made straight in order to follow what you really want. And that's what this is about, choosing. So just for food for thought, when we talk about denying ourselves, I'm not just saying no in a black negative no and I just have to be miserable because I'm Catholic. It's saying little no's in order to be able to say a good yes, a lifelong yes. Again, I want to say no to this so that I can say yes to what I really want. So the no's are always understood in perspective of a greater yes. And there are two areas in general, two or three, that over time the saints have kind of showed us where we need to deny ourselves. Where are we broken most? Where are the greater roots of sin? And there are two usually. It's pride and sensuality, the flesh. And that self-centeredness in my heart, me first, control, whatever. So just think about ways over Lent that I'm going to have to learn again or just continue my journey in saying no to the flesh, my appetites, all different appetites, and the spirit, the spiritual self-will that chooses me over God. Remember what was Satan's motto? Non serviam, I will not serve. Pride is too great. I'm not going to submit to another. And our Lord came and humbled himself obediently, accepting death, even death on a cross. That's our model. So it's saying no to pride, saying no to self-will, and saying no to I'm in control of this situation, and saying yes to submitting myself to others, serving others, putting God first over myself, etc. Those are hard things, but this is point of departure. If I want to follow Christ, I have to reform what's been broken. Let's see if I have anything else down here. When I'm impatient, my impatience comes from pride. It's got to happen now. I got to have this now. Like, you got to change what you're doing to fix what I need right now. I don't have any patience. It means I don't have any humility to realize that maybe you have other priorities that are also important next to mine. I'm impatient because my pride is great. I need to abnegate. So I need to deny that impatience. We talked about that need for control. I can let go. I take myself so seriously. So I need to learn to laugh at myself. I need to learn to be lighthearted and realize it's not going to go my way, and that's all right. So it's just that principle of following our Lord. Either I choose myself and my self-will and the joys of self to the detriment of heaven and the joys of God, Or I choose the joys of God and heaven to the detriment of myself and my selfishness and the pleasures that are passing in this life. It's one or the other. You can't seek to gain the whole world and then forfeit your soul. We don't want to do that. We look as well at our time. How do I use my time? For myself? It's all about me, myself, and I? I indulge myself here, I indulge myself there, I give into the chocolate, I give into sitting in front of the TV for so long, I give into not doing my chores when I'm supposed to. Anyway, whatever it is, our Lord is reminding us, not because we're supposed to be miserable as Catholics and constantly saying no, but rather our will and our humanity has been broken. It takes a denying of that brokenness in order to make it able and free to follow Christ. Now he gives us the grace, the weight is on him, but he does ask our collaboration. Whoever would come after me must deny himself, take up his cross every day, patience, humor at myself, letting go of my control, my pride, whatever that cross might be, and follow me. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.